From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Fletcher, talk us through it.
Yeah, hey, do you remember, cast your mind back, do you remember the jib board controversy?
I do indeed.
Second half of 2020, you remember that?
Special committee set up.
Special committees, not enough to go around, talks of special imports, sorts of stockpiling. Well, you'll be pleased to know that Fletcher Building's plant, remember that? They were at pains to point
out. They said it would all come on stream and it would be fixed.
Yeah, well, guess what it is?
So
the completion of that facility just outside of Tauranga in Tauriko, they always said that was delayed because of COVID. Well, it's finished and they've got trial production going on there now, so we will put that into the annals of history, shall we? Anyway, they had their building investor day yesterday. Obviously, a business with this amount of interaction with the New Zealand economy, there's lots of interesting aspects to it. The headline, I suppose, announcement was their profit guidance. Their earnings are now forecast to be at the lower end of the previously announced forecast range. So earlier this year, the company had guided that earnings would be in a range of 800 to 850 million. Yesterday, revised that to circa 800 million. They've been targeting sort of margins of 10% across the whole business. They're achieving more than 9. Sort of what's going on, the key drivers of performance, their materials and distribution business, so think concrete, think jib, think placemakers, that's in New Zealand, Australia. Market activity there softer in the second half of the year, volume sort of 5 to 7% below their peak in 2022. Residential development, this is where they build and sell houses. They sold 650 homes, that's below target. But they've got a very strong, the construction, what they call construction, think infrastructure, very strong order book there. Outlook, always a key point of interest in that outlook. That materials and distribution area, they see that market declining 8% because of the softer residential market. But house sales, that's improving, 700 to 800 sales forecast. As I said, the construction part is a highlight because there is so much infrastructure building going on. Talking about that, they've got some big legacy projects that are now nearing completion or completed. Think the Puhoi walk with their motorway. They were a 50% partner in that. Obviously, they've got cars driving there. There are some claims outstanding there, over $200 million worth of claims. Fletcher Building, 50% of that action. That's mainly relating to COVID delays. International Convention Centre nearing completion. They did flag a potential dispute with Sky City, so lots of claims, lots of disputes in the background. The share price, Mike, was stable yesterday. In the end, it went down, it recovered. It ended up down 1 cent. But if you look at it so far this year, it was in the sort of low $4 range. It's recovered to $5.20. So an interesting day.
Interesting, exactly. And we'll talk to Ross Taylor about it in a couple of moments. Seeker, how worried should we be about kiwi fruit?
Oh, well, you know, they always stress to point out that this is horticulture and you have to expect volatility. Seeker, they're listed on the NZX, obviously a lot smaller than Fletcher Building. Produce company, kiwi fruit, big component on that of its business, but it's not all that it does. But they gave guidance yesterday, evidence of tough times in the agri sector. So the year to 31 DEC 23, they're now giving guidance of a net loss, 20 to 25 million, much lower than anticipated volumes of kiwi fruit. So they finished their harvesting and their packing. They did 29.8 million trays. That compares to 42.4. So 42.4 down to 29, or just under 30. So a significant reduction. Weather's the problem, Mike. Frosts in October and then storms in January and February, general wetter conditions. Their share price down 8 cents, which seemed like a lot, but a year ago it was at $4.72. It's now at $2.45.
Give me some other numbers.
Yeah, so Jerome Powell's been speaking in front of the House of Reps. He's reiterating that he's going to go another 50 basis points. So that's weighed on the markets, but the Dow Jones hanging in there. It's dead flat at the moment, 34,054. The S&P 500 is down 13 points, 4375. But the Nasdaq's been knocked back. It was down 1% at one stage. It's down 0.75% at the moment, 13,568. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost just over 10 points, or lost 10 points, 7559. The Nikkei down just over 0.5%, 33,575. The Shanghai Composite lost 1.3%, closing at 3197. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.58%, 43 points, 7314. And we were just down small yesterday, down 13 points, 11,776. Kiwi dollar, 0.6205 against the US, 0.9133 Aussie, 0.5653 against the euro, 0.4859 pounds, 88.01 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $1,934.41, and Brent crude, $77.07.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.